Welcome, jazz lovers, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to start things off with a fine singer and alto sax player. Her name is Vi Red, and we're going to hear from an album she released back in 1962. Bird Call is the name of the album, and we are going to hear the Charlie Parker composition, Now's the Time.
You've heard it every way, a dog will have his day, but when it comes to wailing, dogs ain't got a thing to say. So they can do the waiting, cause I ain't hesitating. The future's round the corner, so for now I'm gonna play. Now's the time to wail, not later, but right now's the time. Thank you.
Yes, that was Christopher Holliday. I've got to sneak in some great San Diego players here. From his album Dialogue, we heard Kiss Me Right, and that features Christopher Holliday on alto saxophone, Gilbert Castellanos on trumpet, Joshua White on piano, Rob Thorson on bass, and Tyler Krutel on drums. And we started out that set with Vi Red. That's from her album Bird Call. We heard the Charlie Parker classic, Now's the Time. We're going to continue on with some great tunes, great compositions. First one is a Thelonious Monk composition entitled Round Midnight, as performed by Miles Davis.
Thank you.
a beautiful reading of Bobby Hutcherson's composition, Little Bee's Poem. And that was Steve Davis, great trombonist, coming out of the Hartford, Connecticut area. And along with Steve on trombone was another Steve, Steve Wilson, on flute on that one, I believe. Jimmy Green on tenor saxophone, Larry Willis on piano, Peter Washington on bass, and Lewis Nash on drums. And we started out that set with Miles Davis and his rendition of Round Midnight. And that is a 1955 release featuring Miles Davis on trumpet, John Coltrane on tenor sax, Red Garland on piano, Paul Chambers on double bass, and Philly Joe Jones on drums. And that is certainly a classic of that jazz standard. We're going to move on to the realm of jazz rock fusion. This a beautiful tune from Herbie Hancock from the Headhunters and the Thrust album. We are going to hear Butterfly, and that'll be followed by something brand new from Pat Metheny. Thank you.
Thank you.
a couple extended numbers in that last set from some of the most creative music being made. One of those released back in 1974, we started out that set, Herbie Hancock, from the Thrust album, we heard Butterfly. And that was followed by something brand new from Pat Metheny, from a single he released entitled It Starts When We Disappear. And I have to assume that is from a forthcoming album. That's a trio date with Pat Metheny on guitar, James Francis on keyboard, and Marcus Gilmore on drums. We are almost at a wrap for today's show. Thank you for listening, folks. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken Laster. We're going to finish things off with another Herbie Hancock piece, this from 1964, from the Empyrean Isles album. Let's hear Oliloquy Valley. Thanks for listening, folks. I'll be back again next week.
Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.